one of the things we want to do is get, like the, well, the old families, like the Davises and the Hicks and the Tripps and the Brownells, and, you know, to know about, well, just their family.
And that's on the, you might say, the quicker side.
Yes.
Looking for, yes.
Yes. Yeah. But we're also looking for, we're looking for everybody. The Centennial is trying to get the whole story of Westport.
Yeah, and they're starting groups.
And they're going to have an exhibit from the 1st of July to the 6th of July. That's only a week. Mm-hmm. In the high school, the new high school cafeteria. But a committee is going to make a book of that and publish it and have it for the school students.
Oh, yes.
So that all the present-day people who don't appreciate the past here can have a chance to know about it.
I see, yes. Study it, like, to...
Well, I want to hear more about what kinds of flowers you and what kinds of herbs. Now, you started to talk about mullein.
Well, of course, you all know about dandelions is good. You know dandelions.
Mm-hmm. Let's name some of the herbs, because I have to write my study. Everybody's making a special study. My special study is plants.
Plants, not herbs.
Herbs and plants.
Oh, herbs and plants.
All kinds of plants.
Yeah. Now, of course, I'm trying to learn all herbs or plants that's to eat.
Yes.
To eat. And I missed that.
I'm trying to learn plants for eating and medicine.
I see. Well, he came in one day to see the garden. I gave him and Mrs. Tripp some of the comfrey plants, you know, the comfrey plant. And he says, "Do you know thistles good to eat?" Thistles? I said, "No, I thought there's only for donkeys." Well, so there's a thistle there. So he took it and he just took it down like that, a pretty thing. Down it left you the stalk.
Yes.
So I tried it. Well, I can't say there's much taste to it, but I cut it up in my salads. Mine's just good to eat. It makes something different.
Yes.
And I get my salad. Now I'm going to tell you what I have. Of course, I don't always have it that one way, according to what I have.
Yes.
A few things I buy, but a lot of it is what I get from garlic.
Yes.
Now I'll take the garlics I'll buy, and I'll have a couple of, two or three of those little cloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have a dandelion root, a small root, I cut that up. And I'll have a few of the leaves,
mm-hmm.
and I cut that up. I did that yesterday morning. And I had some parsley from the garden,
mm-hmm.
and some lettuce leaves
mm-hmm.
from the garden, the regular leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did I have? Oh, dear. Sometimes I put in some scabies, but I didn't.
What is scabies?
Well, it's something I'd show you better than I can explain it.
Yeah.
I got some down there at the garden, grows up and blooms.
Scabies.
And I put them all together according to what I have and cut it up. And I have a round skillet, not a big one, but well about the size, and maybe a little bit bigger than mm-hmm. this plate. And I cut it up green, you know,
mm-hmm.
and put just a little water, just a little. Just enough. So then I go to work and I take a bowl and I get about a tablespoon of soy flour, you know,
mm-hmm.
about a tablespoon of that. And I put that in the bowl and I put water, it's rich enough, I don't care for milk. I put water with it, mix it up about the consistency of milk.
Uh-huh.
Then I take an egg and I break that up in that
mm-hmm.
and beat it together. And by the time I do that and go to the stove, my salad is just steamed away. That water's all gone, it's steamed away. Yet it's not cooked enough to be mushy.
Yes.
Raw, I love things raw, but I can't eat raw things as I once did. And count my teeth.
Not to be mushy, but not to be raw.
Enough so you can chew it and not have headache with it. fix it up again. I'd push that one side, put the egg this way, and cover it. And a little while, that's puffed right up, like an egg puff.
Yes.
Then turn it over.
Sort of make it, it's like a salad omelet or
it
something.
It gives it away, only the salad's this side. Sometimes
yes.
I do put it together. The salad will say it's
oh,
the
I
side.
See. Sometimes your egg's on one half.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Sometimes your egg,
then,
the salad's on the other half.
Just as soon as that cooks, then you take it, turn it, put it in my plate. Mm-hmm. No, it's so good. You don't know one thing you eat from the other. Don't taste together them herbs or greens.
Do you, Mabel, remember, for instance, that whole field is full of these daylilies. Do you remember other wildflowers that were growing here?
Well, I know most all the wildflowers that I guess you see around here.
Well, let me go get
I
have
no yellow lilies over here. They were there.
They were here.
And I understand, I don't know whether you've heard that or not, but them daylilies, they say they're good to eat.
They're good for salads.
Well, I never tried them.
I haven't either, but that's what they say. Now, here are two little books I've been studying. I have a lot of books over there I've been studying about herbs and things, you know, for in this area. This is the Boston Publishing Herbs. Do you know anise?
Anise? No, but I know it. If you buy it, the powder, it has a smell. My husband used to put it in a little honey, you know, he'd have a honeycomb, hold it in a box, so the bees would come, they like the smell of that anise, honeybees, and then trail them to the bee nest.
Honey.
I guess it's a sickish taste, I think.
Get bees. Now, another one was basil. Do you remember having basil, basil?
I never was much for herbs. All about I have is a regular lamb mint. And then Mrs. Tripp brought down the apple mint, she calls it. So I got that growing there.
Yes.
And then there's a sage.
Sage.
I have sage.
Do you remember anything called borage? B-O-R-A-G-E.
Yeah, don't it come up and blooms put in the bees loves it. I've seen it, and I had it for a while. And
it has a star-shaped flower colored bright blue or pale lavender. Is what it says in this book.
I think there's some red flower. I must mind that I thought it was different.
And some pale reddish lavender.
Oh, more like it, but maybe that's what I had. And then I said the bees loved it.
Was that over here or down there?
Yes. Wait a minute. Down home, down there. I'm getting mixed up with this home now.
Yes, that one. Burnett.
No, I don't know that.
Sherville. That you can buy in the store, did you have any growing?
Not there, no. I guess you can get most all of them at the health stores, can't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yes.
Coriander.
Coriander. No, I never had that. Yeah, almost seems I had, don't they put that in, like piccadilly or those things?
Curry. And it's used for the seeds on top of cookies and cakes.
No.
Dill.
Dill.
Was there dill here?
No, we never had none of them. My mother had...
Fennel?
Fennel, yes, we had sweet fennel here.
You had sweet fennel?
Yes, that grew right up. You could use the leaves there, make like a soup, or you could make greens out of them.
Mm-hmm.
They was a sweet, sweetish tasting. And we had carrot. Carrot was seed. We used to raise carrot.
Soup or salad. Is that right? Salad green.
Very fine, but very sweetish taste.
Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one, carrot?
Carrier seed.
Carrier.
We raised them plants and then had the seed. Mm-hmm. Used to put them in cookies or on top of cookies.
Marjoram, do you remember that?
No, never had that.
Parsley, of course, you remember.
Yes, yeah.
And that you had out here, didn't you? Summer savory?
Summer savory. No, I don't think we ever had that.
Angelica. Balm. Lemon balm. But the caraway is what you just...
She was very fond of that.
And you had that growing here...
Down here.
Here, what?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Catnip.
Catnip, yes, we had catnip. That don't like to grow down there, but ours grew good up here.
Mm-hmm. And chives?
Chives, yes. We had that here and I got that down there.
Sicily, I've never used Sicily. Yes. Lavender?
Lavender, no. Didn't they have a plant?
I have a little plant, one lavender plant. Eleanor Tripp has some. I just bought mine. I used to have one, and it died. And you see that ageratum there? Can you see it? That one little tiny ageratum over there?
Oh, yes.
Right next to it.
Oh, I see.
On this side is a little lavender plant.
Oh, yeah. Is that something I have to take in the house in the winter?
Some people say that if it's in a protected spot, it can last over the winter. I had some, and I thought it was in a protected spot, but it didn't last over
maybe
the winter. So I may take this in. Geraniums.
Yeah, we used to have different geraniums.
Rose geraniums and so on. Did you have those wild, or were they? Did you take them
in
the winter?
In the house. And there was a nutmeg one she had, and the rose geranium. And they smell nice when you rub
them. Nutmeg in the house or outdoors?
Out in the house. That is for winter.
For winter. Mm-hmm. And rose geranium you had.
And I think she had one they call a lemon.
And a lemon
smelled like lemon.
Mm-hmm. Geranium. There's something called, these are all things that are supposed to be in this area. Lovage.
I've heard the name, but we never had it.
No. Mint. You've got all these.
Yes.
How many kinds of mint?
I don't know.
You have apple and lamb, but I guess there are hundreds of kinds of mint.
I guess there is a lot.
Yes, there's a whole lot of mint over there.
I remember we had some up here. And it's real strong.
Very strong.
Very strong. It's more like the wild mint, and there used to be a
neighbor. Want another little herb tea?
No,
can't
thank
hurt you.
No, thank you. No.
You want to go home?
No, I know. Remember.
Peppermint. Did you ever have
peppermint? Peppermint. Thought it sounded so bad, but I can't bring it to mind.
I haven't found any here.
I guess I don't. I guess I've heard the name of it.
Now, then there's something which is called origanum, which is wild marjoram. Mm. I haven't found any. Rosemary.
Rosemary. Had that. Not here, we didn't have it.
You didn't?
No. Rosemary.
Sage? Did you have sage?
Yes,
here?
I got sage.
Here?
Oh, yes. Yes, we always had sage in the garden.
And
I like that.
Did you plant it? Yes, I do too. Did you plant it every year or did it winter over?
Well, I used to try to put something over it, a little straw or something. Last year down there, I didn't put nothing over it. I didn't know if it would die, but it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got sage yourself? Because you can have some of that if you want it.
Yes, I'd like.
Yeah, sure. You can have a plant, or you can have some broke off if you want it.
I'd like a little plant sometime.
All right, sure.
Not today, I won't get it. Tarragon, but I'll come by again. That'll give me an excuse.
Oh.
Do you know something about tarragon?
Tarragon? No, never heard of that.
Thyme, of course, you know. That little creeping stuff all over the back walk is thyme.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. And here. Do you want to come in here? This is called... this is David's rosehead. David stopped over at Mr. Pituary Hills on Portsmouth Road just a little bit before he died and brought these little plants on him. And this funny little plant is called Woolly Thyme. This list, but you were helping me. Sorrel.
Oh, I got a lot of that here. We had a lot. That's a when you land the sour, you have that. I had to put a lot of lime on down there so we could have it to, some crops won't grow where it's the sour. Uh-huh. And she had to buy lime up here to put on the land where it was too sour.
It grows on sour land?
Yes.
And so, and what, crops won't grow? Some crops won't grow.
Where... No, because potatoes like sour land, strawberries, but some things don't like it.
And then verbena, lemon verbena.
I heard that's a plant to have in the house, isn't it?
Well, I had to buy some. There's some out there. It isn't doing very well, but it isn't in bloom. In other words, it may come in bloom. I didn't get it in early, but it has, let's see what it says here in this book. It's good for, makes a fragrant tea, good for drinks, jams, and jellies. Mm. Lemon verbena must be brought indoors before frost. Now, did you plant that willow tree out there?
Yes, yes.
You yourself planted it?
No,
or?
I didn't. Let me see. Where did the willows come from? I think my father planted the willows. There's one down, you know, in the pasture where the old pond was.
Yes.
Pond hole.
Yes.
Put that one there. And of course, there's a big
one. Of course, nobody ever goes near there, though, because it's right next to 88, you know.
Now. Oh, yes, yeah.
So we just, I mean, it's
I was always sorry you put it there, because I didn't realize when the pond got too, trees around it too much, I had pond lilies there. Pond lilies just died out. They want the sun.
I know.
And of course, that tree big, too, and I said, oh, I wish that had been there. So it was that big one, of course, it went over by the barn. The one as you drive in there, it was put in at the same time. And then, that was elm. I'm telling you wrong. Them's elms.
Oh.
Them's elms.
Oh, so not willows.
No, not them. No. I'll tell you where the willows is. You can throw that. Them was
elms. Elms.
Yes.
Father put them barn, put by the
you
pond.
The big one went over the barn.
And there were two big, huge ones up
they,
by the barn.
And to think that great big one. You know, Lee is up here, Albert Lee, young Albert. Mm-hmm. His father says, I can remember when your father planted that little tree. But, you see, he used to tie his oxen there. He used to bring up seaweed and spread there. Of course, the oxen...
Young Albert can remember when your father...
Yes, and you see, of course, the oxen, they enriched it standing there.
Yes.
And everything. Why, and then the roots got into the barn cellar underneath. They'd grow further.
Yes.
Up. Well, of course, they got richness there. Mm-hmm. Of course, that tree just grew.
It's enormous. It was enormous.
Oh, again, I
know
wish
when
that
it,
tree could have
when
stayed.
When the hurricane blew it over,
oh,
I was simply
tough.
Saying.
It couldn't take it. It couldn't.
No.
But really, if that could have had roots to have held it, I don't know what that tree would have made because it was fed so.
I know.
And the other one where you drove in was planted at the same time, but of course it didn't have the richness that one
no,
had.
No, but you know, after the rich one, the beautiful big one over the barn that way was gone, the other one stayed, and it looked magnificent until the next hurricane came and blew it down.
Oh, that went too well.
Yes, when we go up the lake.
The thing on elm don't go too far down in roots.
I know it.
Yes, they don't, and of course they grow so tall.
They grow so
tall,
and they have such a big top.
Yeah, they can't take that. Mm. Yeah. Well, the willows is the one, you know, where is it?
The willows right back here.
Yes,
willow,
where that byway was.
Right near, to, it's near the well.
Well, that's when we got some sprouts of Mrs. Perry on the main road. And rooted them, and then my mother planted them.
And
it sprouted rooted.
Now, that's Mrs. Perry up here where Perry stands is?
No, it's come further this way. I don't know whether her husband's died, and I don't know whether she is still living or not. I used to hear from it. I have now.
Well, you know what happened? Actually, we didn't have, we had a pump, just as you had a pump back
then. Yes, I remember.
And we carried water from the well and all. And pumped from the cistern under what was your kitchen until Mike got so tired.